Morning Hog Brew Review time. Hey, we're two cans deep. Josh Messar Pratt has more cans for us to try. And we're having Peace Hard Tea.
Peace Hard Tea.
The Peace Tea line has been out there for a long time.
Right.
I've been buying it for a long time.
Yeah, the non-alcohol.
Now, 5% hard tea.
That's right.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, so before the break, we tried Really, Really Razzie.
Okay.
Which is their raspberry tea.
All right.
And then Freedom Peach, which was their peach
I like that. Tea. I like that a lot.
Let's go with the OG, right? Lemon. Okay.
Just lemon.
Lemon okay. tea.
All right.
Yeah.
So like you said, 5% alcohol.
What is this one called? What's its name?
More Peace, More Lemon.
Oh.
There you go. More Peace, More Lemon. There we
more
go.
More Peace, More Lemon.
Okay.
My brain was having a hard time with
well,
that.
You were trying to, in the first half, you were trying to remember the name of the Arnold Palmer-ish mix that Peace Tea has.
That's right.
Right? What was that? Was it called Caddyshack?
Caddyshack. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay. Which is a very clever name.
It is a great name.
You know?
Wow. Anyway,
well, there's a reason for that if you're not aware of what a half and half is.
Right.
We'll on the next can, we'll loop back into it.
This is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff.
This is delicious, man. Jeez. Heck yeah.
I mean, that is the kindest lemon flavor right there.
It is.
It's lemon. That's what I'm saying.
It's not making you pucker. It was like it was gently dropped in there.
Yeah.
Thrown it.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no...
It's kind of like...
Like you don't
it's
have
lemon flavor, but there's none of the sourness.
Right.
Or tartness, I guess.
Kind of like when you've got like the hot tub.
Yeah.
And it's like 112.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put like one toe in there.
You know what Steve's talking about?
And you just creep in the hot tub because it's super duper hot and you can't just jump in.
You know what he means?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just ease it in.
I do know though that Steve recently said that he hates going into hot tubs.
I do.
He's not like, yeah.
Well, that's probably why he's just tiptoeing slowly.
But not a big fan.
But imagine if you're sipping some of this while you're sitting in the hot tub. Now
that would balance out that balancing a little bit, things right? out.
Now I can handle it.
And you know those Lemon Heads candies?
Yeah.
On the outside, they have a very sweet lemon
there you
flavor.
Go. Boom. All right.
That's
I
what
dig
this
it.
Is.
Yeah. I dig it.
You're not even digging into the below the rind.
Mm. Below the good. Rind. Mm. I love that movie.
This is great, though.
it's a horror movie.
Who was the... Yeah,
okay.
You thought it was a Western, and it was like a horror movie.
I was thinking something totally opposite.
That's not
of course
a
you were.
That's not a hatchet.
Ugh.
Talking about hot tubs and...
So what, again, these... So is this the extent of the Peace Hard Tea flavor line?
It is currently. Okay. Like I said, it is a new product for us. Mm. 24-ounce cans, convenience stores. But check out our website. Easiest way to find it.
SRProduct.com/beerfinder. That's where he's talking about, yeah.
But yeah, so that's what's out there right now.
Okay.
Give it a shot. I'm sure some of these convenience stores will be doing the 2-fors, you know. I don't know what the pricing is off the top
super
of my head.
Psyched,
but
man.
I'd assume you get 2 for a better price.
That's great. I'm so happy with it. I always love the Peace Tea. They've, honestly... I don't want to brag, but I'm one of their biggest customers. I mean, nationally, I'm probably in the top 4.
Probably the reason they did it was because
I spent a lot of money with the Peace Tea people. And now I get a chance to get crunk while I do it, so I'm very happy with that. All right, there's one more soldier standing here that you haven't cracked yet.
I do. So, like I said, Peace Tea was, you know, came to Molson Coors or vice versa, and Arnold Palmer Spiked did the same thing.
Mm.
Now,
really?
This is my favorite version of tea.
The half and half?
Half tea, half lemonade. I love it. I drink one almost every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In the stewed. Now, it's no alcohol.
Do you want some alcohol though? I got 5%.
Absolutely.
So we have another one, Tall Boy 24-ounce can.
Yes.
Okay.
But this is also available in 12 packs.
Oh.
All right.
Yep.
Really?
So I thought that was pretty cool. But it is called Arnold Palmer Spike.
Arnold Palmer. Did you just call this room the stewed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed that.
Just checking on that. Yeah.
That's terrible.
I hate to rewind too much.
I leave off the EO.
Yeah, that's good.
Saves time.
Yeah, you did
the
save
what?
Time.
Yeah.
EO. Yeah.
Now, Arnold Palmer, of
is
course,
like a rodeo?
A legendary golf hero, as well as a humanitarian, and obviously a guy who knows a good drink, you know?
Right. Imagine drinking something so often that it gets named after you.
Right.
And not just at the location of where it happened.
Yeah.
But it becomes this nationwide and potentially worldwide phenomenon where you walk into a place and someone calls a drink, you know, named after you.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn cool.
It is very cool.
I would feel like a
badass. And it's probably people who are ordering and they go like, he played golf? Like,
Yeah.
He kind of made his career on that a little bit.
Mm.
Good old Arnie's Army.
Now I'm trying to think of combinations I could do and just order it enough where... It's odd enough that no one's ordered it.
Right. Call it the Josh. The Joshy.
Yeah.
What's in the Joshy?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking Gatorade and pickle juice or something.
That sounds really good, actually. Sounds like it'd be good for you. Sounds like it'd be good for your body. You know what I'm saying?
With a shot of Malort inside of it.
If you haven't, Google Malort.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't.
Wow.
Just don't. So what
this is good, by the way.
So this particular product is, to me, is dramatically different from the last lemon flavor we had.
Well, this one has. Oh yeah, good call.
You know,
well, it's a percentage of tea versus lemon.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's lemonade.
There's
too,
a difference
right?
between lemonade and lemon squeeze juice.
Well, fair enough. All right. Yeah, because this one does have a little bit of that tartness from the lemon, whereas the PSRT was more of a lemon essence, I guess.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
That's a good call. Well,
yeah.
All right.
I love it. Well, look at this. Look at us all learning together.
Wow.
Well, I actually learned something today when I was doing a little bit of research on this Arnold Palmer as far as caffeine content. Because tea naturally has caffeine in it, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's nationwide or at least Florida, but you're not allowed to put additional caffeine into a alcoholic beverage.
Okay.
Well, because the tea, it already has some caffeine in there. It's not a massive amount. I think it's 35 milligrams.
Okay. All right.
Cup of coffee has 80 to 100.
Okay.
Kind of cool.
No, that's very cool.
You know, a little bit of science behind it.
Because sometimes if you get kind of lazy, you're having a few drinks, you get kind of lazy, this will get you up ready to go.
Yeah.
Want to carry some boxes? Want to build something?
You know? I don't want to do any of
this. Want to draw on the chalkboard?
Maybe that.
Want to play high lie? Whatever. I mean, you can do it all. You can
high
do it all
with it
on this, yeah.
Well, have you ever played high lie before?
Like, no, it looks terrible. It looks like it would really hurt your arm.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you play it with what, like a concrete ball? Don't they? Concrete high lie players? Anybody out there?
I've never heard that before.
All right. By the way, concrete ball, one of the best
I would
bands
play if
around.
Steve was playing.
Steve, you in?
Only if the concrete ball's there.
Uh-oh. I guess we've met our impasse.
I serve.
You can find these at srprot.com/beerfinder. Josh, thank you so much for teeing it up today on this Friday on the Morning Hog. Cheers.
Now I'm teed off.